In the 80s, after 86 or so, the business slowly began to pick up.
Yes. The idea was to keep the structure in place, keep the people, keep the expertise here. And when things got better, we would be ready for it. We were able to take advantage of that. Yes, sir. The oil business cycled a lot of times since I've been in it.
The company drilled only 22 wells in 86, but that number more than doubled to 46 wells in 1987.
You got some good numbers there.
And the company's stock rebounded in 87, regaining about 16.7% of its price.
You've been doing your homework, John.
Right. Life was good again for you, and you didn't have any sleepless nights.
That's quite right.
Then it goes up, then it goes down.
Yep. It's not particularly high out there right now, but I watch the guys, and we've got wonderful people out there. I'm really not in close touch with them anymore. Right after I retired, I started another little company here called Kirchner Investments, which only means we are investing our own money and not other people's.
Speaking of companies, you also had an airplane company.
Oh, yeah. I never wanted to have the burden of airplanes on the company, so I started a little airplane resale company. We didn't broker airplanes for other people. We bought them. I say we. I owned it, but I established a line of credit with Bank of Oklahoma. We'd have 5 or 10 airplanes around for sale. The profits off of that paid for my flying, really, and much of the company. So I owned some very interesting airplanes. Part of my pleasure and my goal was to learn how to fly each one of those airplanes by myself. Well, the Lear took 2 pilots, but the rest of them I flew by myself.
Does that company still exist?
It does, but it's more of a holding company now.
Yeah. Yeah,
we finally got so many complications going there with all the salesmen and everybody working there that it became more trouble than it was worth. The name of that company was Sky King Corporation, which still is. Still got 4 airplanes that are in that company, and one's going to be for sale here very shortly, as soon as I get a hot section done on a couple of the engines on one airplane. I sell about 1 or 2 airplanes a year still out of that company.
1997 was a big year, because that was the passing of your partner.
Yeah, that was very sad. You know, as time went by, the things we were able to do as a private company, for instance, I used to sit on the bank board down at Bank of Oklahoma. Very interesting board members down there. One was Oral Roberts, and I used to sit next to Oral once in a while. You know, Oral is quite famous in Tulsa with Oral Roberts University and all the things he'd done. I met some very interesting people through being a director down there. And Don was a director of the bank where we borrowed our original money. The bank didn't own the building they were in down there. That was the American National Bank in Shawnee. But Don didn't want the bank to move or anything, so he bought the building. Then I think the bank was going to sell out to somebody in Oklahoma City or something. Then he wound up buying the bank, and he was assisted in all this by his success with UNIT. So it let him do a lot of things he wanted to do. He bought the city of Shawnee a swimming pool and I think a library and a lot of good things. I wanted everybody at UNIT to be a millionaire or more if they could, all the employees. Many were.
Many were.
Yes. Or are still, yes.
Yeah. But then he died in September of 97.
Yeah.
Of 77 years old.
Yeah, it was a sad passing when Don died. He was a fun guy. He was a people magnet, you know, people at lunch gathered around him and everything, great personality.
Let's move you ahead here into the 2000s. You then stepped down as CEO in 2001.
Yes, sir. Well,
you retained the chairmanship until August of 2003.
As I said, we had brought aboard this wonderful man, John Nickel, who had been a longtime employee of Amoco. He's a geologist. But a lot of practical sense, management sense, and production sense. I asked John to come aboard. I said, build an oil company out of this thing. We got a good nucleus for you here. We're already on the New York Stock Exchange. We got this good nucleus of production. Here's an egg for you. Build it into a full-size going thing. The company now is more of an oil company than it is a drilling company. However, they still have rigs. They're still building new ones.
So is John...
Instead of costing $50,000 a piece, they're costing $25 or $30 million a piece.
So John Nickel is still the head of...
No. His job was to build the oil company. I was getting older, and I'd been CEO ever since the company started. And he'd been president. It was just time for me to step aside. I hated to, but he was better at the job than me. So we moved him up, and I remained as chairman for a number of years. I thought, this old guy's got to get out of here. We had a 70-year-old age limit for the board, and that meant for the employees, too. Well, we passed that. We had great board members like John Williams and Jack Zink, great people like that. But we almost always exceeded our 70-year-old age limit. John was 94, I think. When he died, he was still on the board.
When he was 94?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He was a great board member. I still sit in on the board meetings, but I no longer vote because I thought I better get out of the way.
In 2002, the unit's drilling fleet grew to 75 rigs.
When we started buying out all our competitors, I was working my way out of the company at that time. It was an ego-building thing when you start acquiring all of your competitors, but the trouble was all of their equipment was the same age as our equipment, and as technology moved on, all that equipment sort of got old at the same time, and so we were left with a bunch of older rigs there. We were building new ones with new style, and rig makeup has changed quite a lot over the years. The way they're drilling them now with all the new technology and digital technology and everything, automatic roughnecks and automatic derrick man. It's totally changed. Rigs that'll walk instead of taking them apart and moving them by truck. It's changed so much. We're in the process, or I still say we as a unit, of building new style rigs. I don't know how many they have now. They have 9 or 10 or 11, I don't know.